And kids have some kind of function or whatever, and he has to go.
Are we unmuted?
Yep, this is.
That's pure vodka. Welcome to the Town of Bolton, Tuesday, April 28, 2026, Board of Selectmen special meeting at the Town Hall in Zoom. I'd like to call this meeting to order at 6 o'clock. And first on the agenda is to consider an act on approving Stephanie Smiglia as interim finance director and town treasurer. Does anybody? I invited Ross to speak on behalf of the as the finance committee chairman. Would you like to speak, Ross?
I can speak on behalf of my work with Stephanie as with doing the budget for the Board of Selectmen, with putting together the combined budget, and that's all I can really speak to. I speak very highly of that part of her as to if she's the best candidate or not. I can't say because this wasn't posted. I have nothing else to compare her background with. I didn't see her resume until you folks posted it on the town website, which surprised me that you would put that out there in public. Because I think that's going to be a challenge for folks in the future. If they apply here, is their resume going to be posted? And whether or not they have given notice at their current job. But anyway, again, I can speak for the fact that she's very good at putting together complex ideas, getting them into simple forms for people to understand readily. And just pleasure to work with. She's a can-do person, but again, I cannot speak to her professional qualifications and my involvement with her as some small subset of what she needs to do, or I said what the CFO or finance director of the town needs to do. They have to manage people. They have to be, have certain trainings and qualifications, which I'm not the one to judge. It's not part of my background. So again, I can speak very highly favorably of the parts of my work with her that I've seen, but beyond that, again, you'll see my reservations and hear about, they're mostly about the process that you folks went through and that this is at the last minute. And I just feel bad for Stephanie that she's caught up in this crap, just to be honest with you. And I think this process, it just shame on you guys for doing this to her. And, she's just been brought in here without knowledge of what's going on and this whole context. And you folks have had a number of years to figure out a solution to this. I and other members of the board finance committee have sent written concerns to you folks since April 24. And so to me, this is like too little, too late. And I'm very uncomfortable with this whole situation. So again, I can speak highly of her, the rest of this process, and others.
So the Stephanie was brought on. We did not hire an intern this year from UConn. Usually we bring in an intern. We didn't have one. And when the budget process started to come around, the office was too busy. So we wanted to bring somebody in to assist us in the budget process, and Stephanie came to the call, and we didn't even put a call out, didn't we?
So you want to be clear, because there's been a lot of chatter that Stephanie and I did not know each other prior to her coming to work with the town of Bolton. There's no setup here. There's no intentional subterfuge that's going on. I simply, when I needed assistance for a temporary position, I spoke to my colleagues out there in the town administrator world and other colleagues, and I found out that Stephanie had applied for the position of finance director in Marlboro. Unfortunately, she applied after the position had been filled, so she was not even considered for that role. But I did reach out to her, and we had an interview, and she came in, and we shared with her what we needed, which is... And David asked me earlier today to send out or to get a copy of the job description she was working under to you guys today. It is here in your packet.
A quick question on that, Darren, if I may. Was this posted or was this communicated prior to her starting?
Was it communicated to whom?
To Stephanie.
It was communicated verbally as part of our discussion when she was hired.
So when was it put into writing?
It's been in writing. It's the finance and administration intern's job description.
Okay.
And I read that to her the day that she interviewed. The only piece of that that's different than the finance and administrative intern is that we removed a long-term project.
Okay.
And the long-term project is working on the personnel policies.
Thank you.
How old is this job description? Because there's some outdated information in there.
Where are you looking?
It's the last page of the packet.
Oh, it has Board of Finance on it.
It has Board of Finance and it has a budget of approximately $23 million, which seems low.
It's probably 2 years old.
The charter has not said Board of Finance since what, 2022?
That's about. I know
the town website says the charter was enacted in 2022.
The finance committee did not take effect until later.
So we've been finance committee of 2 years.
2 years. 2 years.
Okay.
I have a question, and this is kind of an open question. Am I remembering it correctly that we had kind of made this move because we knew Jill was leaving and we were trying to
provide some support
and that was also get somebody like integrated and understand
that, the that was a, prior that to... was a that was a different move.
Oh, okay.
The discussion that we had was putting money in the budget for an assistant finance director,
right,
which we did.
Okay.
But you know, Jill resigned before we got a budget and a budget passed.
Mm-hmm.
And had we gotten to the point of looking for an assistant finance director, that would have been a very public process. The board would have been involved in that because, as I explained to you, when you took Jill's resignation letter and acted on it, the responsibility for filling the finance director's position is the responsibility of the Board of Selectmen. At that time, I spoke very highly of Stephanie, and I told you as a group that I thought she could be a very good interim solution while you exercise whatever roles and responsibilities you want to move forward and in looking to fill that role permanently. I also believe that, you know, for the record, I also believe that Stephanie could be a great long-term solution for you, but that is a decision that you as a board have to decide. That is not my decision. You can take recommendations from me, but the two roles that are your responsibility to fill are mine and the CFO. And, you know, we're here to support you in any way you wish to do that. But again, I speak very highly of Stephanie. It became very obvious to us early in the process that her skills and abilities go way beyond what we needed for the temporary role. And there was no promise of any job to Stephanie as part of this discussion. I did inform her that once we had a budget passed, we had this role that we were hoping to fill as an assistant finance director. And it was my hope that she would apply for that when that role came out. And that, you know, if she performed well, she may be in a position to become the finance director at some point if the board so chose. But again, there's been no promise of any job to Stephanie other than the temporary job that she was hired for. And she has performed extraordinarily.
Did you have a follow-up to your original question, Tim?
That answered my question.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
So she is on a part-time basis at the moment. Is she just a part-time employee? There's no benefits attached.
There's no benefits.
So what was done with that discussion that Tim was referencing, given that the outcome of that discussion was to try to find someone who would, you know, fill that assistant finance director role, and there was not a posting about it, there was never further discussion about it, and it seemed like we came out of that conversation with it would something would be acted on. Not formally acted on, but in a more... meaningful sense acted on.
in about 2 weeks from now, we would have posted that position, but we didn't have funding for that position until next year.
So we put $85,000 in the budget for that purpose.
That purpose being the assistant finance director.
Correct.
So we don't have that money yet.
Right, but as of May 1, we have finance director money.
Well, when you get a finance director, you're going to have to pay for that.
So, I mean, you're right. I feel like this is adding unnecessary confusion to the issue as well, or the discussion. But I guess what, and that, but it, what would the comp rate, has the comp rate been decided for the interim finance director?
No.
And who actions that? Is that if just the town administrator actions that, or if there is a favorable vote from the board this evening, the selectmen then designate that comp rate?
Or is that a candidate decision, depending on who applies for it?
Well,
I mean,
so I think there's some negotiation that should take place, and I could act on behalf of the board if you permit me to do that, or if you would like to act as a board and have that negotiation. Should you act favorably with Stephanie, you can do that. I'd be happy to do it either way.
Is there a job description for the interim finance director?
We did not specifically create one for an interim finance director. I believe it should be the same job description that is current for the current CFO and just change it. But I think you should look deeply into the job description to see if there's any changes that you would like to make. I know we've had this discussion before. You know, I remember some specific discussions with Amanda Gordon about roles and responsibilities that she felt should have been listed in the job description or not. She asked me to share that job description with her, which I had done quite some time ago. And, you know, she felt that it could be stronger. So I think before you hire somebody in the role permanently, that is something that you should look at very carefully. We should look at job descriptions that are out there for other towns. And, you know, are there things specific to Bolton that really should be a part of that job description that should be incorporated? So I think it's safe to use the job description that you have for the current CFO, and we could just change the title to interim chief financial officer and town treasurer. So remember, this is a combined role at this point.
Was this job description ever adopted by the Board of Selectmen?
This is the job description that's been on file for Jill since she was hired. So I don't, you know, that would have been before my involvement with the board. I don't know whether Mr. Moore can speak to that, but I don't think he's seen the job description that you have in front of you. But he may have been on the board at the time she was hired.
Obviously, I don't know if you're looking at.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's appropriate anyway to have that discussion. Because I think I recall from one of the audits that it was pointed out that there was no job description for the finance director. So that's why I'm just wondering,
that,
you know, maybe
came straight out of her employee file.
So maybe this never got adopted. You know, maybe it just. But that is not, I know that's not relevant. Well, it is relevant to what we're talking about tonight, because if we appoint an interim, what job description is she working under? It might be a job description that's sitting in front of us, but never has been adopted by the board. So I think a little bit of research needs to be done to see if this was adopted. And if not, then I agree that we should be looking at it. And then we should also be looking at a permanent job description for when we approve a permanent finance director.
Where would one find those records? Would we have to go back through minutes and just figure out which minutes approved?
Yep.
When this
do you think approved? Somebody from your staff could do that?
I mean, we can. I just don't know if we'd ever find it, honestly.
Well, maybe you could look at the last audit and see if there's a note about it. And if they're like, if the most recent audit says that there isn't one in place, then we know we got
So,
to go farther back.
my question is, how long have we been without an approval on this description? And is it important for the balance of Jill's term?
Well, it wouldn't be
Or
important for the balance
balance
of Jill's term, but we would
until
need
we
to. Okay.
find a this is an interim position. I mean, I can understand where we'll put out a real one, but in
Well, somebody
next.
stepping into this interim position
Which,
without, and we don't know if there's a job description in place for
well, we have to
it.
assume that this one had was adopted, and
But we can't assume that because we would need to
we have
scrutinize
to
it if
be.
it,
We've been
we
operating
can't.
on it for how long?
Yeah, but we can't assume that it's adopted because if we do and it's not, then we haven't scrutinized it
It's
to the extent that we need to.
been sufficient up to this point, though.
Has it? Has the incumbent acted in compliance with the job description? I mean, I think that is not necessarily
That
relevant to
job
this
description
discussion.
goes back before her.
Long, right.
Well,
Within your context,
it's Mr.
obviously.
Moyer, I mean, if I spoke up from there and if I were in your chair, what would you say to me? You would shut me down, Mr. Moore.
You, shut me down.
Well, yeah, this is.
My point is, I don't know why it's lasted this long and been sufficient, and until we go out for replace the position on a permanent basis, it wouldn't be sufficient. I don't know. That's my point.
Yeah, I think we've got to work under it since we have. We need a finance, we need an interim finance director, and it gives that this job description does give some guidance to the to that person. And the question of whether the other the current director has been working to this to these standards or not is really not, I don't think we need to address that issue, but we do need to address
And
getting finding
you
out.
can't discuss her performance without her being invited to the meeting.
So I think just looking forward, we just need to find out whether this is adopted, and if and even if it is, does it need revision for the next
It
finance
probably needs
director?
that, right?
Yeah.
So is it fair to say everyone's pretty much on board with reviewing the job description for the finance director? Obviously, this is the opportunity to do so. So we know that. So I guess the question at hand is, thank you very much for your help, Stephanie, so far. And it's, you know, it's tough for her to be in this position where she's helping us out. And I think we're trying to firm something up and hold up our end of the bargain with, you know, she's helped us out. And would it be out of the question to use the existing finance director just job description for the interim as it is interim? And then with, of course, the intent to work together to finalize a more permanent
I think
finance.
so. I think that makes sense. And is the position for the permanent finance director going to be posted?
When this board is ready to do that, I think we need a job description that you want to put out there before we post that.
Okay, so it will be posted, and then we will have candidates, and the board will be interviewing those candidates.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if you if you will, my office will do whatever we can to support you in that. You know, if we get somebody who, I mean, I don't know what level you want us to be involved. If the board wants to look at every application that comes in, or if somebody's application comes in with absolutely no relevant job experience, are you going to empower us to just send them a no thank you letter? And that's not necessarily a discussion for tonight,
Yeah.
but that's a
We'll see if we get
discussion that,
100 or 10 or 2.
right.
Well, you know, I will, and I think we had this discussion publicly when Jill told us that she was intending to resign this year. And you know, these jobs, there are almost nobody out there that has these relevant job skills that are absolutely perfect. They're going to fit like a round peg in a round hole. You know, there is probably going to be some level of on-the-job training. It took the town of Marlborough 2 years to fill their open position. And that is a story that I hear from around the state with other town administrators. So this is not, you know, this is not an easy thing to fulfill. And that's the case with many of your town roles and responsibilities. There's just not a line of people out there that are trained to these specialty positions. I mean, you know, town clerk is a specialty position, the tax collector is a specialty position. And some of these positions are more difficult to fill than others. And the finance director's position tends to be one of those.
Jim, if we post the position, will we put a timeline on the deadline or deadline?
Typically, when you post a position of this level of importance, you put posted until filled. I mean, you may choose to post it for a couple of weeks out there and see what you get, and then go beyond that. But typically, you're keeping a posting out there until the role is filled, which can get costly.
What do we think our target should be for trying to fill the finance director? Like just an internal gut target, what do you guys think would be reasonable?
I think your minimum is probably 3 months by the time you look at
after
the job description. Well, once you post it, I think it can be a little bit shorter than that. But I think by the time you really dive deep into this job description and make any changes that you want to make to the job description, and I will tell you, Stephanie has some ideas, and her ideas about changes to the job description, you know, you might want to listen to those at some point if you decide to bring her on as interim finance director. I think she has some great ideas.
So would it be fair to just start right away next, put this on the agenda to start the job description, or is this done internally and we review it?
Because it's so wide open, I would almost suggest that everybody sends their changes to Kathy, and we could compile them and then review them.
Yeah, but I think we need to have this on like at least every discussion that we have from here on out until it's put to bed, because it's something important enough.
Well, no, we can have a special meeting.
Right. And I mean, frankly, one of the things that I really appreciate about this board is the degree of dialogue too. And it would be really interesting to see, to me, what somebody else thinks is an important, you know, aspect of that position. You know, so whatever way we can do, you know, I don't know if we can have a shared Word doc that's FOIA compliant, but something of that nature.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
I think we'd be better off to, you know, take a week or two and collect information and then come back together at a special meeting to have this conversation. And I think, you know, if the chair of the finance committee is available to join you for those, I think his perspective is important. We can probably get you some, you know, if you'd like to talk to other town administrators or other finance directors, we can probably arrange to get some, you know, time with them for you to have discussions with them about, you know, what they've gone through, maybe to try to fill a role recently. I know Coventry went through it a couple of years ago. Marlboro has gone through it recently. So if those perspectives can help you, then I can try to reach out to those leaders and see if there's an opportunity for you to meet with them and speak with them.
How many other towns around us are currently looking for the same position? Like how many have an open position that has not been filled?
Those positions that I put in there, the descriptions, they're all open. Some of them have been open since January. Yeah, those are all
local
towns in Connecticut.
Yeah.
So, I have a question. Has Jill been helping Stephanie transition into this interim role?
Would you like Stephanie to answer that question?
If that's okay. I didn't know if that was appropriate.
Yeah. I started sitting with Jill a few weeks ago. After she gave her resignation notice, and I sat with her daily up until about a week ago when she felt like we had gone through almost everything. Since then, I've been recreating the monthly reports that are presented to the Finance Committee meeting, and I've been digging into statutes and policies. And as I find things that I have questions on, she's there as a support to answer those questions. So initially started as, you know, shadowing training, but then leveraging her to answer any questions that I have.
Okay.
And Stephanie, she gave us permission and asked us to put her resume in here. So
that was not done without her knowledge.
How do you feel about injections?
I I feel good about production. This is something that I've been working on, starting to build out a template to work on a bottom-up forecast. It'll take a little bit of time because I need to gather some of the historical data, but something I'm very familiar with in my past experience. And so it's on my list as something that I think we can accomplish.
I would make a motion that we approve Stephanie Smigala as interim finance director and town treasurer. Assuming the current job description of finance director.
I'll second that.
May I make a
please
suggestion?
I never get it right the first time.
No, I mean, I think you should make that appointment. You should have a duration, and I think that duration should be until you hire somebody permanently or move to change that for some other reason.
I would make a discussion point that the duration should be reconsidered on a regular basis.
That's
like,
fair.
You know, hey, every, so, you know, at our monthly meeting, like let's say at our monthly meeting, we discuss or like we decide like, hey, you know, this extra action would be helpful or this other item like that's not in the current description would be helpful to add to the current description of interim, et cetera.
Do you think, so that would be in place of, instead of until it's filled, we would review it at every meeting?
I think it would be a position until it's filled, but it could be a point of discussion on a
could recurring have to be, but it could be
should be.
I mean, I don't want to put so much pressure on her where it's like every month you're getting reviewed with this.
No, I don't necessarily need it to be a review either. More of like what's going well, what needs to change, what an opportunity to discuss what the role is
working. As you're working the finance director.
Is that better done as description? A committee, including the chair of the finance committee?
I was going to say you need to do it on a regular basis. This is my thoughts on it. Because otherwise you're not going to have a sense of urgency even let it slip. Because there hasn't been much of a sense of urgency up until now around the budget process. I see it's finally on your agenda as a standalone item. And I also haven't seen much urgency in having these discussions about job descriptions.
We have a motion on the floor.
We're still talking
and running.
You invited me to participate earlier, so it's not public comment.
Not while we're in a motion, though.
And I'm providing some insight. You can go and do what you want with that insight.
You had your opportunity. So can we finish
it? I'll make that when you come to my other meetings.
Okay. Can we finish the motion?
Turn about fair play, just remember.
Are we in the discussion phase?
You are.
Okay.
Yes.
So how is the money going to work? Is Stephanie making a salary now that will be increased because she's taking on this greater role, and then Jill's salary goes away? Like how does that work?
So we had started to have that discussion, and I said that there probably should be some negotiation, either, you know, me acting on your behalf or with the board and Stephanie directly, but there should be some discussion and, you know, an acceptance on her part. You know, if you want to set a limit on it and allow me to make those negotiations with her, I'm happy to do that. If you want to discuss that now, you certainly can. I can tell you that Jill's current salary is in there about $116,000 a year. I would not expect that, you know, you would be looking to pay that full amount for an interim role.
What's the adopted range for this role?
Jill is at the top of the range. She started it, I believe, around $85,000 10 years ago and has been getting regular wage increases since then. And that has put her at that mark. And we have budgeted as a board. We had this discussion during budget deliberations. And I told you that what I'm seeing out there, and based on the CCM salary survey, that we should, you know, budget up to $120,000 for this position. So that's what we've budgeted for next year.
Starting July 1.
Starting July 1, when we have a budget passed, yes.
You budgeted 120?
Yes.
For that position.
So Are we done?
I think I was asked to amend my motion to include it.
I would, before you do it, Tim, too, I was just thinking of if you were to make the motion, that would be to offer, because I feel like as there are negotiations to be had, it's not necessarily an approval of an offer. It is the start of a theoretical negotiation.
Well, one thing that's going to come into play is if she's here all the time working for us, she's going to be a full-time employee at that point, correct?
Correct.
I don't think she can be a subcontractor. I don't believe she could remain part-time because it's not going to be a part-time.
The job demands are too high for that.
Right. So it will be a full-time thing, and she then will be eligible for benefits, right?
Correct.
Okay. So Jill's would just roll over, not the whole thing, whatever you guys decide. I don't know, whatever we as a board decide.
And we need to include an effective date.
Got it. Okay.
So just so we're all on the table here.
I would make a motion.
How do you say roll over? Maybe.
I would make a motion to approve an offer to Stephanie Smigala as interim finance director and town treasurer with a time limit of when the finance director position is filled, and including periodic collaborations at our meetings in order to work toward a refined finance director role definition.
I'll second that.
Very good. That was
Bob. You missed the effective date.
I said until it was filled.
Oh, no.
Effective date.
Effective would be May 4th.
When's she done?
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. So it would be Monday.
I would make the Saturday. Effective date May 4th.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
So I guess the salary issue, I don't feel comfortable just saying, throwing out a number, because I don't know if this, the interim person should be making what Jill has been making. I don't know.
Honestly, Steph and I have not discussed that at all.
Should we just throw something out there for the sake of?
Well, I think it's up to us to approve a range for this. So it would
we have to get a special meeting to approve whatever their negotiation?
If you let the
town administrator negotiate it.
For the charter, it's up to us to put a range on those wages. So it's difficult. It's a chicken and egg moment.
Okay.
So is it like until further discussion, we use 85,000?
Yeah, where did that number come in again? Because that was the assistant. That was the assistant director number.
Or we can step it up 10 grand or something. I'm just trying to finish this rather than, I mean, we can discuss, we can go into an executive session at another meeting. We can have a special meeting.
May I have the board's permission to step out of the room for a moment with Stephanie? We'll have a quick discussion and come back.
It's okay with me.
I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
I'll step out to
you. Thanks, Stephanie.
So we'll be on recess for 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
It is 6:33.
Okay, it's now 6:37. We're out of recess. Jim?
So Stephanie and I did have a quick discussion in the other room, and she would be willing to accept a salary as interim chief financial officer and town treasurer of $95,000, as was suggested might be appropriate. But you may want to hear from her about, you know, what she brings to the table before you actually vote on your motion. Okay? She would, I think she would appreciate the opportunity to address the board.
Stephanie,
we'd love to hear.
Okay. And I've gotten to know a few of you, but first wanted to share a little bit about my background. First and foremost, on a personal note, I live in Marlborough, Connecticut, so relatively local. I grew up in the western part of the state of Connecticut. Married, have two daughters, 14 and 10, and have a puppy and a cat. on a personal note, this role up to this point has been very fulfilling for me. Led a pretty extensive corporate career, and so was looking for something that was more closely aligned with my, you know, personal values and interests. I was traveling a lot, so work-life balance was something that I was looking for, but it was also important to me to become closer to stakeholders. So this role in particular was appealing to me, and I've thoroughly enjoyed the work. I've thoroughly enjoyed getting to know everybody here, and it's a great place to work. From a career standpoint, I have my bachelor's in accounting, in financial accounting. I have 7 years in practice in corporate accounting, followed by 9 years of leadership. And that varies from very small groups, entry-level folks, to a 150-person sales organization. I think while I don't have, aside from the 2 months that I've been here, don't have extensive municipal accounting experience, I can tell you that the training and the degree that I have comes with the same level of commitment as one would get with a municipal accounting degree. Corporate accounting is very much focused on operational efficiency. I can tell you that the same holds true for municipal and government accounting. There is an additional component, which is more of a short-term fiscal accountability lens that comes with government accounting. But I can tell you also that my experience is closely aligned to having to execute in that nature. So through my tenure at a large environmental services firm, was responsible for negotiating and reviewing contracts and making sure that we executed according to those contracts. And so it doesn't come lightly if you don't adhere to those contracts. So that happens to be in line with the legal language, but also from a timeline and deadline standpoint. So I have real-time experience that I think lends itself well to this organization. Also have very much have a process improvement and overall efficiency mindset. That's something that comes standard in the corporate world. And I think based on what I've seen, I think there's an opportunity to standardize some of the processes and then bring a more strategic lens to some of the discussions taking place on a monthly basis when we're talking about revenue trends and a lot of that reporting. So while my degree is not directly aligned with municipal accounting, I do think that I have a lot of experience that I think will lend itself well to this organization. I didn't mention my leadership experience as well. 9 years, but very important to me to develop people. That was a core focus of me in my previous roles. I also led a women's professional network. I was on the board there to develop that. It's always been very important to develop people, and I would bring that into this organization as well. So that's me in a nutshell. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you very much. It's not easy to talk to a bunch of people about yourself, and especially try to, you know, especially about your professional life. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Everybody comfortable with 95? I'll take a vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That's 5 yes. Opposed? 1 abstain?
I choose to abstain, yeah.
So David is abstaining. And we have Bryce as a no. Congratulations.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you.
Now we're moving on to number 3, discussion on the budget cuts. So after the last Board of Finance Committee meeting, there was discussion of cuts with no absolute definition of how much, but it came around to 150,000 for our side and 300 for the Board of Ed. So Jim and who went with that through that with you?
Stephanie.
Jim and Stephanie kind of went through the budget, our budget, and just kind of picked some things. Now there's nothing about these items that is permanent, because if they cut us some more, we can move things around. We don't have to pronounce what we're cutting until after the budget's been approved. So we can only exercise what we may cut. So,
and what were those make
cuts? Just to clarify, we did not vote.
That's what I said. I didn't say anything about a vote, but I said nothing was defined. So,
so this is the Finance Committee's recommendation to the selectmen that we should lower our budget 150 before it goes to the public.
What it equates to is like cutting each of the increases from FY26 to FY27 in half. And I believe part of that was also reducing some of the cap budget as well.
We put 21 out now.
There was four different scenarios. And the one that we decided on, I think, was the higher one where I don't know if we did the cap.
Taking out 1.75% from the town and Board of Ed and then modifying CAPA, not entirely to the minimum.
It was like 100K out of the 150.
Right, to achieve the 7%.
Yeah, right.
So
there is some CAPA adjustment.
Yeah, that's fine.
And what Bryce said is that's true too, right? We're talking about now a decrease of 20. We've got 20,000 out.
That's not how that works. We put our budget out already, so that number just is what it is. Now, if that 20,000 comes out, then that's part of the 150.
That is the math I was articulating. Yes.
Right. And then
you got that right.
So I believe so. Right.
We put our budget out, and that's what they're working with.
Well, I would be curious to see what the options are for that we're coming up with. But before we get to that, one of the things that was pointed out today was that Lamont had introduced the potential for towns to get some of the funding leniency on the amount that they're getting back from the state. It was a fairly small amount compared to what I think I kind of expected based on my understanding of the ECS.
Yeah.
But it was an amount nonetheless. Do we know what part of that would be Bolton's part? Potentially, and when that would be provided by the state?
It's anybody's guess.
Okay.
My guess would be 300 grand.
It was the question because there was no details in there other than that there was the full amount, and it was about, I think,
150 remember, million? Or 100
no, it was 170 million because it was one more number of towns in Connecticut.
Right, but there's 169 towns of which
there's three fewer school districts.
Three will get the bulk of it.
Right.
Yeah, I would expect that over the next probably 10 business days, CCM will try to get, CCM costs, will try to get answers from the governor's office and send us something. If we get something, I'm happy to share.
Okay. And I would also point out that based on our discussion last week, it would be still a good time to be reaching out to senators if people feel strongly about this, because it's the most impactful time to be able to make a change in one way or the other on that decision.
Exactly. Yes.
My recommendation to the Finance Committee will be that we start low with this and we don't do anything until next week, which is the last day that we have to make a decision, just because we will know more And also just because of the CCS stuff and the fact that as you get closer to the end of the year, you don't want to, you'll may have more revenue that we can recognize from give backs at the end of this year.
Or it could just go in surplus fund for next year because we won't have one.
I would like to hear what the options were that were
brings up. Have a list of Stephanie has them, I believe.
From a CAFA perspective, we were removing an additional about $75,000, which we were moving part of building and grounds pickup truck, half of that cost to next year. We were removing the Heritage Farm restoration and the Indian Notch Park storage shed that equates to about $75,000. We were on the town side, we were removing a portion of the assistant finance director salary. We were taking $60,000 out of that budget. We were taking about $63,000 out of highway for road repairs, which would be replaced by the town aid fund. And then we were taking about $9,500 out of building and grounds.
What was the $9,500 out of, like, what was the idea behind that?
I actually sat with John and those were things he said it would make it tight, but those were things that he could do without.
Are those proposed edits in the finance meeting minutes or no? Are those anywhere? Those are just a conversation.
So it's just a conversation because the reality is, you know, if the finance committee ultimately decides that they're going to cut less or they're going to cut more, you know, at some point they're going to act on what they actually want us to cut from our budgets. The picture changes a little bit and we may have different suggestions. Our conversation, you know, may get bigger. You know, one of the things that's been suggested to me by a couple of people is, you know, maybe what we should be doing is not cutting anything out of the capital budget, but, you know, eliminating the Heritage Farm Trail project and reallocating those funds to projects that, you know, that we really need to get done instead of something that we want to have. There's bigger conversations for us to have as a board. You know, once we know where the finance committee lands with where they want us to be for the first referendum. And the reality is that this is going to, you know, if let's say that the finance committee acts and they, you know, say they want us to be below 6%. You know, that would mean additional cuts for us and the Board of Education from what we've already worked on. And again, that changes the landscape. But then if that referendum goes out and does not pass, then they will be looking at making another cut. So I think it's great to have these conversations so that we know what we're talking about and what we're looking at. Yeah. But I think it's important to couch that with the fact that our decisions and our recommendations as staff to you may change based on what the overall cuts may be.
And I talked about some different views on this. If you cut the tax increase to 7%, 6%, 5%, I don't know if you wanted to share those, Stephanie.
Yeah, so the changes I discussed bring it to 7%. So that would be overall about a $513,000 reduction in expenditures over what we previously.
Is that total of the discovery select?
That's total.
Because I think these guys want to know what they're.
So that would be a overall, including town and capital, that's 200% reduction. If we go to a 70% increase in mill rate, if we're looking to go below 5% for a mill rate increase, we'd have to cut between town proper and capital improvements $372,000.
Runs you can share.
And then if we
David probably has you.
Or wanted to get to under a 6% mill rate increase, we'd have to reduce $338,000 of where we are today.
Those are different sheets.
Yeah, just for clarification, the sheet that you just got is a different sheet than what she's discussing. The sheets that you have don't discuss the specific 7, 6, and 5% cuts.
Okay.
Well, we get both sheets there.
Would you repeat what the number, the reduction was to bring it to below 5%?
Below 5%, we need $372,000.
And that's less than a 2% increase on both Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen budgets, correct?
That's not even including Board of Ed. I was just talking about.
Okay. Oh, it's okay. I meant more so from
1.2% increase. And then capital would be a decline coming here. And then to get below 6%, we'd need that would be $338,000. It would be a 1.67% increase for the
town. On just the town side?
Yeah,
6%.
Well, what would it look like for BLE if you have those as well, then?
Going back to the 7%, as we discussed last week, it'd be $308,000, just to anchor everybody in where we were last week. To get below 5%, jump to $520,000, they need to cut. And then 6% would be $440,000.
And then just for consistency's sake too, what's the year over year percentage?
For at a 7%, that would be 3.01% increase for Board of Ed. To get below 5, it's a 1.75% increase. And then 6% would be a 2.22% increase for
Board. And I'll make the same comment I made at the Finance Committee meeting last week. There's towns around us that have made cuts where Board of Ed only increased 2% year over year, and it's been detrimental to some of the programming at those schools. So it's not something to take lightly.
And this model can assume equal or prorately cut from each respective budget. So we're not reducing, it's the same percentage for town and for Board of Ed where we need to be cutting.
Thank you.
So are we going to try to change what we presented to the Finance Committee already, or is that?
We don't need a specific motion to make any changes. It's just the idea that what would get cut and potentially have options for what. Because as Roddy mentioned before, there's nothing formal that's been brought back from the Finance Committee. There's nothing formal that we need to decide on at the moment.
Right.
And the reality is we won't change the budget. As a Board of Selectmen, you will not change your budget until after the budget passes. Because then you'll know what your cut is.
Okay.
But we can have these continuing discussions as things evolve with the Finance Committee so that, you know, they can continue their work. And, you know, the public will know what our thinking is.
Can I ask Superintendent Caruso the same question that I asked before that we didn't know an answer to? Sure. You might have some additional insight.
Yeah.
We were talking about Lamont's decision today, or I think it was put out today, about the $170 million that would go back to towns.
Yeah.
Do you know what portion of that might be Bolton's and when we would see that?
No.
Okay. Didn't figure, just want to ask.
I don't have an answer either. If I'm, I think I read it was 100 to towns,
yep,
and 170 to school districts.
That's correct.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they have a formula that has identified some towns as being overfunded, so there is a possibility we see nothing.
Right, which is also what we discussed last week with the ECS discussion.
Right.
Okay.
I'm hoping that's not the case, but it's certainly possible.
All right. Any other questions on that discussion? Next is a discussion on public policy or the public comment. Your meeting starts at 7:15, Ross. Is
yeah.
Okay.
So we
got a few minutes. Yeah. The question is when to have public comment and when not to have public comment.
So if I can offer.
Sure.
There is a shall in the town charter that if we're having a meeting, that there shall be an opportunity for the public to comment on items on that meeting's agenda. And if it's a special meeting, then it would need to be just on the topics on the agenda. They couldn't comment on anything else, period.
So they can comment on anything at any meeting.
Can you find the wording?
Is it public comment has to be at every meeting?
Yes.
That is what it says.
But it doesn't have to pertain to the
budget. It has to pertain to the specific agency that you're talking to, but it doesn't have to pertain to anything on the agenda.
Oh, so for us, it could be pretty much
anything. It could be pretty much anything. Okay. Correct. It was 41 something.
Yeah, it was 41, and I couldn't find it in front of me.
41, what do you mean, 41?
Page 41.
Oh, and 39. Other way.
Other way.
41, agenda.
It's got to be under here.
Agenda, yeah, so there you go. It's 41. It is, what is that, section 11, subsection I? Is that how we refer to it? And then agenda, each commission, board, or agency may establish some agenda.
However.
Right. However, in such agenda shall be a time for citizens of the town who shall be entitled to express their views concerning matters properly within the jurisdiction of the particular commission, board, or agency.
Yep.
Enjoy the meetings.
I
would not get longer.
I was just going to say, I'm wondering what the only downside I see to adding public comment is makes our agendas longer. The time we spend here longer, but we have handled that I think pretty well in the last couple of public hearings that we've had with somebody on a timer, and we just say 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, and if we feel like we have extra time, then we can go back to topics.
And I think it gets less of an issue if we keep our AP agendas shorter, because I think we kind of all agreed, maybe not, on the fact that like we have our regular meetings the first Tuesday of the month, and the public kind of sees that as when we meet. And so people may not, if we're putting all this stuff on all the other agendas, they may not know that we're talking about things, and it doesn't really give the public, you know, it's almost like we're trying to get stuff done when they're not there or something like that. And then of course, if we have all these other things on AP agendas, it just prolongs things and drags things out.
Unfortunately, it still happens. Not even unfortunately, like we would still have to bring that public comment to the AP agenda.
I'm fine with the public comment. Let's just keep our agendas tight,
right.
Like we had been before. It got a little loosey goosey, and we were trying to jam stuff in, and certain things need to be done in time. But in order to make sure that we're discussing the majority of the town issues at our first meeting, it's just my
I agree, and that's what prompted my thought process to add public comment to that second meeting of the month, because the agendas are getting more and more substantive, and it's stuff that the public really might want to talk about.
Yep.
So my thought is a couple, and one is the coffee and conversation offers them plenty of opportunity for public comment. They're more than welcome to correspond in writing and get put into the minutes. So that's plenty of opportunity there. As far as AP meetings go, I'm trying to find out how we can get by without them.
I think we've shown with some of those late payments that we can't get by without them.
Well, I think we may have a solution. I don't think so. I've heard no, but we'll try it, see what happens. I mean, there should be a way.
So then if we were to do without those meetings, what would be the board's opportunity for dialogue about our expenditures?
I don't know that yet, but I'm working on that. I mean, everybody gets them online, and if you have a question, you send it back, and we can bring that up to the next meeting or something, if there is, or it gets answered online.
Where's Jim?
I just don't see the benefit to not having meetings, to not having those open dialogues, not having those discussions.
Well,
I had an idea that I was thinking it out right there. And when we have the monthly meetings to discuss revenue, interest, et cetera, I think we could also prepare some reporting, perhaps by vendor, to give year to date spend and the month to date spend, along with any other categories that you see fit, such as late fee. So we can not only see that one off late fee, but in aggregate, how much are we paying in late fees? I think that'll be more informative than seeing kind of the individual checks that we're cutting. So that's something that I've thought about in potential.
And we have a short-term goal of eliminating that.
And I think one of the other things that is advantageous too is that these AP meetings do allow us for dialogue on things that we do not get, I'm just thinking of our last, when we were looking at the engineering reports, and I brought up what's going on with Herrick Park and what's going on with the town green. is that, you know, there are a good number of things happening around this town and fully cognizant of that, and being able to have those dialogue and, you know, to yeah. get the, you know, the up-to-date notices is really imperative.
And having potentially like once a month meetings, how much progress are we not going to have because we're not able to, you know, ask questions, make sure we're having
okay, you talk group discussion. All right. is there any other conversation on that?
So then is there a motion then? Is that we're accepting that or no?
Just a discussion. Thank you for looking up this chart. Convince me. It makes sense.
I've read the agenda.
Okay.
I move we adjourn.
Before we adjourn, may I just explain my no vote quickly too from their first motion, or it's up to you, Rodney, on the time.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I mean my only no vote is nothing personal against Stephanie either. It's just more of the matter of timing, and I feel like we were forced into making a yes vote no matter what today, and I think that is where my frustration is that the way the agenda line was written at the time it was written with, you know, just several days before the incumbent moves along, is that, you know, I felt like there was undue exigency in this, and that we could have had this when, you know, the incumbent had announced the resignation and had, you know, nearly more of a month of planning that would, you know, remove some emergency from it. So that's my no vote is not of the individual. It's just the process.
And I would say, I honestly, and we can disagree on this, but I don't understand that comment because I made it very clear to this board at that meeting that we accepted the resignation, that it was your responsibility as a board to fill that role. And we talked about an interim person. We talked about assistant to the finance director. And Mr. DiPietro made it very clear that if we put anybody in these positions, that it was not necessarily going to be that they would have that position, which I agreed to. So if the board had wanted us to follow up and do something at that point in time, I would have welcomed that dialogue and I would have done whatever I could to support your wishes.
Okay. And then, I mean, I don't want to, you know, end our conversation or our meeting today on a long conversation on this, but I would say too, that I think there requires then a better participatory process of our agenda, is that, you know, I understand we do have the ability to suggest agenda items, but, you know, does the onus then lie on us who are not the sole agenda creators?
So, I mean,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, you know, and understand that, you know, the agenda is created by my staff with the guidance of the first selectman. It's the finance committee chair is the writer of that agenda with support from staff. So, you know, I think that, you know, brings on, you know, more dialogue like you had tonight about public policy.
Well, the next time we appoint a next interim finance director, we're going to have a lot of lessons that we can do about it.
Or interim any position.
Right.
Well, the interim.
Such as a building and operations manager.
The interim.
Right. Advisor, okay.
I move we adjourn.
Oh, I will second that.
Second.
Bob, right. Sure. Right.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Seven. Thank you, everybody.
So for those that are online, I believe this meeting is ending and you will be moving to a different meeting link for the Finance Committee's public hearing.
Hi, I didn't get resume. I hate one week.